Let's try that again. So, one of the highlights of a Jewish vacation is that Jews often like to make minyanim everywhere they travel. And as much as that's a beautiful idea and it's a great thing to do, the problem with that is that do we really have a right to have minyanim at every location? Is it appropriate for us to really be having minyanim all over the place? So somebody called me with this question yesterday that he happens to be traveling, and he said that when it's not Jewish vacation season, he said that this place where they happen to be staying now is not at all used by Jewish people, and in fact it is used for very different purposes. And he said he feels very uncomfortable with the fact that they're making minyanim now in this place that throughout the rest of the year is being used for very inappropriate purposes. And I thought it was actually a very good question. I didn't know the answer to the question, so I called Rav Asher Weiss last night and I asked him what he thought. And he sent me a very beautiful tshuva, which he already had written a number of years ago, so I'm just going to summarize what he says. So he says the following. Nothing that I'm going to say here was prepared by me. Everything is what he sent me, and I think it's a very beautiful discussion. So the Gemara Megillah Dav Vav Amud Aleph says the following. Tartios v'karkisos. Now, we don't know exactly how to define those terms. Some kind of location that people gather together to do something in it, but we don't know exactly what that is. Asid and Sara Yehuda lelamed b'hem Torah l'rabim. The Gemara says that these locations that are used for some kind of purpose by the non-Jews, there will come a time when the Sara Yehuda, when the elder statesmen of the Jewish community will use those very locations to teach Torah to the Jewish community. And the Gemara learns it from Sukkim in Tanakh, how beautiful it will be that someday will come when these houses that are used for other purposes are then going to be converted to become places of Torah study. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Vav. And Tosis writes that it's not clear exactly how we define what these locations are. Tosis says there are those who argue that these locations were actually places that were used for Ovdei Avodah Zarah to serve their gods. So these places were used as houses of worship, and there will come a time, says the Gemara, when those houses of worship will now turn into houses of worship for Jewish people to use as a Beis HaKnesses or as a Beis HaMedrash. And Tosfos says, how can that be? You're going to take a Beis Avodah Zarah, you're going to take an actual church, a mosque, whatever it may be, Mios, says Tosfos, and you're going to now convert it to become a Beis Medrash, a Beis HaKnesses, says Tosfos, Kasha Lomar, Sha'osan Mekomos Mitunafim, those dirty, despicable places, not physically dirty, but those places that religious-wise represent the other religions and the other beliefs, Yachol Alamid Sham Torah. It can't be. How can you tell me that we're going to then use those very locations to then teach Torah? So this is, Tosfos has a problem with it, but this in fact is a major dispute among the Rishonim. And Rashi and a number of other Rishonim are of the opinion that yes, what the Gemara is referring to is a location that was used by Ovdei Avodah Zarah not just to get together and have a social gathering, but to get together and serve Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara is telling us in a prophecy that there will come a time when those very locations will be used for Torah and Tefillah, and that is a great prophecy for us to hear, that there will come a time when the Jewish people will need locations in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to have to use every place we can get, and we're going to be able to even use those places. So this is a dispute among the Rishonim, and it's not clear exactly how we paskin. The Magen Avraham, in Ilchos Beis HaKnesses, Simen Kuf Nun Dalid, quotes from the Tshuvas HaRa'im, and he writes that it's Mutu Lekva Beis HaKnesses B'makom She'avdu Ba Avodah Zarah. Says the Magen Avraham, you're allowed to set up a shul, to make a minyan, even in a place, not just where inappropriate things happen, but even in a place where they served Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to then convert that and use it as a makom to daven or a makom to teach Torah. And the Magen Avraham says, well, there's a difference between the different items that were used. For example, writes the Magen Avraham, let's say you have a location that was used to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, and it turns out that they left behind the altar, and they left, the altar is not a good example, but they left behind the neros, he says. They left behind the candelabras that they used to use to light up the room when they were serving Avodah Zarah. They left behind tangible items that now a shul will be able to use. Let's say, for example, there's a religion, says the Magen Avraham, where they blow shofar. And it just so happens to be, it's the same kind of shofar we use, but they use it for their purposes, and we use it for our purposes, for a mitzvah. Says the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to use the tangible items that are left behind that used to be of use for the Avodah Zarah. You cannot now convert those and use them for a holy purpose. However, says the Magen Avraham, when all we're talking about is a location is a building. It's not a tangible item. It's something that's just stationary. It is where it is. In such a case, writes the Magen Avraham, there is no problem at all. Since it's b'mechubar, since it's connected to the ground, they don't have the ability to defile a location. They cannot disqualify a location, and therefore, he says, doesn't matter what happened in there, even if they served Avodah Zarah, writes the Magen Avraham, we have a right to disregard what happened before, and now we can take it over and do whatever it is that we want, even as a Beis Medrash or a Beis HaKnesses. And the Dagel Mevrada, that is written by the Noda Yehuda, has comments there on Shulchan Aruch. He says, no, that after all, you look at the Tosas here, and Tosas says, how is it possible, as you said before, Kashal Omar? Who could imagine such a thing? You're going to take a base of the Avodah Zarah where they actually served another religion, another god, and now we're going to convert it to a Beis HaKnesses. Says the Dagel Mevrada, this is getting involved in a major Machlokas HaRishonim, and one has to be very, very careful about doing such a thing. So this is a major discussion about whether or not one would be allowed to use such a location for a purpose that is now being used for a holy purpose. So the Ber Heitev and Shulchan Aruch, also in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, writes a very disturbing story. And he says that there was a Beis HaKnesses she'avru bo avera. Now, what was the avera? There are many kinds of averas. We violate many averas. We talk Lashon Hara in the Beis HaKnesses. Lots of people do lots of things. But this wasn't a regular story. Those are considered to be sort of standard, unfortunately, standard practice. People come to shul, they talk to each other, they talk with their tefillin on, they're not respectful to the davening. Okay, that's like standard, unfortunately. That's standard. Many communities have it. This story that the Ber Heitev quotes is quite an unusual story. He says that there was a gabbai who had the keys to the shul. Gabbai always needs to have the keys to the shul. So says the Ber Heitev, the gabbai used the keys for the shul for his own purposes. What did he do? The gabbai went in at night with a woman, and he knew, he went in the middle of the night when he knew nobody would find him, and he knew nobody else had the keys to the shul, so he brings a young woman into the shul, and he violates an avera with this woman in the shul. Terrible! The next morning, the woman goes public and lets everybody know, do you know what the gabbai's been doing to me at night? So he opens up the shul when nobody's watching, he comes alone, no one else has the key, and he schleps me into the shul, and we violate an avera every night here on the benches. Terrible! Says the Ber Heitev that they have the shaila, what do we do now? Are we able to continue to use this Beis HaKnesses, even though a terrible avera was violated in its confines? And this is the shaila that was asked to the Ber Heitev. And he has a response where he says, Mishum gili arayos, ein Beis HaKnesses nifsal. It's true. Somebody violated a terrible avera, and it's despicable, and you might be turned off from this gabbai. Maybe you should fire him. I would assume you probably should. Get somebody else to do the job. But the bottom line is, a shul is a shul. A shul is a shul, and just because somebody does an avera does not give us a right to get rid of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So yes, he's going to have to do tshuva, and he's going to have to do a real tshuva. It's a terrible thing that he did. But the bottom line is, our shul is our shul, and says the Ber Heitev, somebody who comes along doesn't have the ability to destroy a location that was instituted for all of us to have as a Makom Kadosh. Now that is not the same as a location which is not designated at all as a Makom Kadosh. Let's say, the question that this person asked me was, he was saying we go to a movie theater. So he said, it happens to be a religious person would never go see a dirty movie. Of course not. So he says, I was going to a kosher movie. Happens to be there were a bunch, I don't know, whatever. That's what he said. So there were a bunch of people who were there who were religious Jews, and I guess there's some intermission in the middle or something, a show that he went to. But he said he felt very uncomfortable. How are we making a minyan here for Ma'ariv? After all, he said, every other night of the week there's so much pritzus in this very building, in this very location. So how am I able to make a minyan in a place which is designated for pritzus and terrible things to go on? Happens to be tonight, that's not what's going on. Should we allow that or not? And that really boils down to this machlokas harishonim. Are you able to use a place which is defiled in its very essence to now be used for a purpose of kedusha, for a makam of tefillah or a makam of Torah? And the Ber Heitev might not really be a good proof, because after all, the Ber Heitev is talking in the other direction. There the case was, they had a shul, it was established as a Beis HaKnesses, somebody came along and did a terrible thing in the shul. So says the Ber Heitev, he doesn't have the ability to destroy our shul that we've always been using. But if you go in the opposite direction, where you have a place which is miyuchad to do terrible things in, perhaps that should be a problem. So it happens to be the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer Rav, has a tshuva about the Kehilas Tarna. I don't know where that is, somewhere in Europe, where he says, Bilel Shabbos Kodesh Nisraf Arana Kodesh. A terrible story happened, that in this shul, in this community in Europe, the Arana Kodesh was burnt, And Arba Sifrei Torah Sheba, four Sifrei Torah also were burnt in this fire. And the Divrei Chaim was consulted, you know, what should the community be feeling? What should we do right now? And the Divrei Chaim writes to them, maybe this came because in this very place, in this location, this was not a Makom Kadosh. This place was not a place that was destined to be a Beis HaKnesses. And therefore the Divrei Chaim writes, this is not a place at all that you should have chosen to make your shul, because after all, there was terrible history in this location. So, if you take the Divrei Chaim very literally, you'll say, seems that it's not a good idea to just make minyanim wherever you want. But Rabbi Asher Weiss felt that the Divrei Chaim was really trying to give them Musar, and he was trying to inspire them, and he then writes what the Darkei HaTshuva, what the Tikkunei HaTshuva should be for them, and he says he doesn't think that the Divrei Chaim, when he was coming out so strongly against this community, he was just saying that maybe they need to have a serious moment of introspection. After all, four Sifrei Torah were burnt, and the Aron HaKodesh. But the truth is, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a discussion about this as well. And Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed Aleph, in Aruch Chaim, very first volume, where he has the following question that came to him from St. Louis. So the community in St. Louis had a young Israel, it was a Tzirei Yisrael, it was a young Israel shul in St. Louis, where they had Shesachru Ulam Shel Beis Malon LeTfilas Yamim Noraim. What happened was, they had an overflow crowd for the Yamim Noraim, and they sent the Shaila to Rav Moshe because they had no room left in the shul, and they had to give out seats. They had to have another minyan, or they were going to move the regular minyan to another location. So the alternate location that they found for the minyan on Yamim Noraim was in a place that was a Ulam Shel Beis Malon. It was a auditorium that was in a local hotel, and on every other night of the week, they used to have all kinds of things going on in there. So Rav Moshe had this Shaila, whether or not they have a right to now convert this into a Beis HaKnesses for the davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And Rav Moshe got the question from Rabbi Eichenstein, who was the rabbi there at the time in St. Louis, and Rav Moshe said that the rabbi was correct, that they should not go ahead and use that location, because after all, writes Rav Moshe, this is something that is an inappropriate location every other day of the week, and therefore he writes, to now convert it to be a place where we're going to have minyanim and we're going to daven for Dvarim Shebikdusha, says Rav Moshe, that would be an inappropriate thing to do. Even though that's exactly what the Magen Avraham spoke about before. We mentioned that the Gemara says, Asidim Tartisuos, all these places that are used for all different kinds of reasons. And Tosus writes, it's talking about being used for Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says in Megillah Davav that there will come a time when we're going to use all these places for Talmud Torah and for Tefillah and for wonderful things, Dvarim Shebikdusha. So Tosfos says, it can't be you're going to take the base of Avodah Zarah and use it for tefillah. That doesn't make sense. But the Magen Avraham says, no, that is what it means. It is what it means. And after all, he says, you don't have the ability to aser a location. Just because people use this room for some other purpose that was not holy, doesn't mean the room becomes aser. The room is attached to the ground. You can't aser a room. You might be able to aser an item, like the Magen Avraham says, if they left behind all kinds of items that they used to use to service their Avodah Zarah, then we are not allowed to use that, but the location itself cannot become defiled. And therefore, when I spoke to Rav Asher Weiss about this, he felt that there is no real grounds to reject this position of the Magen Avraham. So he felt that we should really accept the Magen Avraham's position against the tshuva that Rav Moshe has, and he felt that the right thing to do is, again, if you're able to choose another place to daven, you should choose another place. But if you feel that these people are otherwise not going to daven Ma'ariv, and you feel there's no other place in the hallway where you can daven, no other place that is a more holy place to choose to daven at this time, under this Shas Adchak, under these circumstances, so he felt that that would be something that B'Shas Adchak we would allow, even though Rav Moshe comes to the conclusion that it's something that he felt should certainly be avoided.